Good morning. It is 8:08 here on the Mighty 690. Time for update on all things Independence. We have Independence Chamber Director Lisa Wilson joining us here in studio. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. And I know you got a special guest we're going to be getting to as well here.
I know. We're going to talk all things fireworks here in just a minute. So I'll start and let's talk all things Independence. It's Tuesday, so that means Mid-Continent Band is this evening. So that starts at the Hilly Band Shell at 8 o'clock tonight. And the guest conductor is James Riles. And his theme tonight is All Things Space. So should be great, great music. And it's always fun to get out to Mid-Continent Band. You know, the stands down in the Mid-Continent Band, there's a lot of seating. And so it always amazes me where it kind of feels like there's not a lot of people there. But when you sit down and you start counting heads, there's usually about 75 or 80 people that come down for the concerts. So it's always a fun night. So be sure and put that on your calendar. If it doesn't work for tonight, they'll play all through the summer months on Tuesday evenings at 8 o'clock. Another fun thing to get out and do would be to stop by the museum at 123 North 8th Street. They're open every Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. And right now they're having the Verdigris Valley Art Exhibit. And gallery exhibits are free to everyone. The only time admission is charged is if you decide to visit all three of the floors of the museum. So if you want to just go in and really look at some beautiful art, be sure and stop by. They have lots of local artists, area artists, and I think over 100 pieces of art on display. So be sure and stop by and check that out, especially if it's going to get hot because it's air conditioned in the museum.
There you go.
So there's something fun to do. And then also this past weekend, I went out to the college, to the William Inge Theater, and watched Ramona Quimby. It was the Independence Children's Summer Theater's first production, and they did a great job. They had only been rehearsing for 3 weeks, and they pulled off this performance. That was lines memorized, all the staging, all the design work, the costuming, and everything. And it was so good. And I look forward to this weekend is the Musical Adventures of Flat Stanley Jr. So you can go out Friday and Saturday night at 7 o'clock and then Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And I think adult tickets, my ticket was $10. And I don't know how much kids are, but anyway, it's a lot of fun, and I encourage everyone to get out and enjoy the Musical Adventures of Flat Stanley this summer and support our youth theater program. Also, Indy Saves, excuse me, is hosting summer CPR classes. So put it on your calendar if you're needing to do CPR training or update your CPR training Saturdays, June the 20th, and then July 25th and August 22nd from 9 to 11:30 at Indy Fitness. That's out on West Main at 2801 West Main Street. And they're doing classes to cover adult, child, and infant CPR and AED and choking. So if you're interested in that, contact Tammy Roth. And you can email her at indysavescpr@gmail.com. So we're getting close to the 4th of July, which is why I brought my in-studio guest, Cody Oates, with me to talk about some things that we have coming up for regarding fireworks and raising money for that. But we do have a chamber member who sells fireworks and a local supplier. You know, a lot of people bring the fireworks into the community, but Sycamore Fireworks will be open for the season this Saturday on June the 20th through Saturday, July the 4th from 9 to 11 every day. And then on the 26th, so that would be next Friday, they're going to host a fireworks demonstration at dusk. They'll have some giveaways and things like that. So be sure and like their Facebook page and think about stopping by Sycamore Fireworks. Let's see, what else do we have? This is also another important announcement. We have Red Cross Blood Drive, and that's coming up on June the 25th at the Memorial Hall from 1 to 5:15. And you can schedule your donation at redcrossblood.org. But they are really short right now and in need of people to give. So put that on your things to do or things to consider would be donating blood again on Thursday, June the 25th, and go to redcrossblood.org to sign up. And then the Live Healthy Montgomery County will be hosting a free swim at the Aquatic Center next Saturday, the 27th, from 6:15 to 8:15. So if you're looking for something fun to do, grab the kids or grab the grandkids and take advantage of a free evening of swimming. Again, it would be next Saturday, the 27th. I think that's hard for me to say. Next Saturday is the 27th of June.
I know.
How in the world did we get this far into the month? I don't have any idea. The chamber will be hosting Business After Hours, and it's being sponsored by the Independence Housing Authority. And our next one will be at the New Jefferson Subdivision at 500 Catalpa on Tuesday, June the 30th at 5 o'clock. So you're going to be able to tour all the new homes that are in that area on Catalpa Street. We're going to have some drawings and some food, and the homes are all going to be opened up. So you'll be able to start at one of the homes and then just walk to the next one and walk inside and see them. And then all of the food will be at the last home and where we'll gather and do the door prizes. So if you are a chamber member, you work for a chamber member, you are invited to attend, and it will be again on Tuesday, June the 30th at 5 o'clock. Just from 5 to 6, we get together and see different places around town. And I had asked April at the Housing Authority if she would sponsor Business After Hours, because I really think, I mean, you might not be in the market for a home, but I think it's important that we see the investment that's been made in our community regarding housing and how nice these homes are. And then just making yourself aware of what's out there, because you never know when you might come into contact with somebody. You might be at the coffee shop and somebody new is in town, and you can tell them all about the houses that are available.
Absolutely.
Niwala is getting ready to do their auditions for Frozen. That's the musical this year. And the auditions will be Tuesday, June the 30th, Wednesday, July the 1st, and Wednesday, July the 8th at the Memorial Hall. And you can fill out an audition form by just going to niwala.com, and you'll be able to find that and get signed up if you want to audition for that. So I'm excited about the musical. I think
going to be a good one.
I think that will be fun this year. And then, you know what? I think I'm going to stop, because I wanted to give plenty of time to talk about a fundraiser that Cody is spearheading this Friday with Rotary, and then also talk about raising funds for our fireworks display. Off air, we were talking about Independence fireworks display, Coffeyville's fireworks display, and especially America 250 right now. So I invited Cody Oates. He is our Rotary Club president, and we decided to do something different this year to help raise money. So I'll let Cody talk about that.
Thank you for having me. So this is Rotary's fourth year of raising the funds to support the fireworks show on July 4th in Independence at the park. And so, as like anything, prices have increased. For us to keep the same show, then it's going to cost us a little bit more money. So for the first time, we are organized a fundraiser this Friday. So we're doing a hot dog lunch at Patio 210 from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., that's hot dog, chips, drink, and a cookie. And we are recommending a $10 donation. So all funds from that day will go towards supporting the fireworks fund fundraiser that is Rotary is spearheading for the fireworks show. So we are really excited about it. We've had some businesses that have agreed to buy lunches for their employees and are going to bring them down. So we encourage anyone that wants to do that to reach out to Fred Meyer and or myself. Really anyone that's involved with Rotary can get you in touch with the people that you need for Friday.
That's great, because you can kind of order those ahead, and then will they be able to, you can come and pick them up during that time?
And we will also deliver them. So if you get in touch with us and you want some hot dogs delivered to your place of business, we can make that happen.
And you can also call if you want to do the delivery. You can call the number 332-2536 at the city, and just say, I work for such and such a company, and I'd like to order up 10 lunches. We'll deliver them.
We have a few Rotarians that are dedicated to delivery services on Friday.
Well, that'll be a great event, and you know, what another, you know, creative way to be able to raise some money for that fireworks show, because like you said, I know the cost just probably keep going up every year to provide a great show, especially people expect something big for the 250th.
Yeah, and for example, so the exact same show that we had last year, the price went up $4,000 this year. So just in 1 year, we had a $4,000 increase just to maintain the same show. So we had to, you know, try to get a little bit more creative about how we're trying to bring our funds in. So it's something that's really important to our community. I know it's something that people get really excited about every single year, and the show that we do is pretty wonderful. So it's something that we want to continue to support.
Do you know about the target number you're trying to hit as far as a fundraising goal goes?
$25,000.
Gotcha.
So that is the total fundraising goal for the fireworks show is $25,000. So
yeah, it's a great show. Been able to see it before, and you know, it's a really, you know, you expect Independence put on a big show, and you guys certainly do every year. If someone, you know, maybe they're not able to attend this particular event, but they still want to donate towards the cause, what would be a good way to do that?
So either on Facebook, you can find some links for it, or the CFFI website. There is a place where you can donate online there. And then if you just know any Rotarian, they can get you in touch with someone. But either through social media or the CFFI website.
And for someone who's new to Independence, maybe they haven't been through a 4th of July yet, what is kind of the rigmarole, if you will? What is the process? I know everyone just kind of goes to the park and because they're shot off from the park area, right?
They are. They're shot off in the park back in a secured, safe area. It's all electronic, synchronized, and so I would encourage people to find a place in close proximity to the park, away from a lot of height, you know, tall trees, so that you have a clear shot of the sky. The fireworks do go up very high, but you don't want to be somewhere where trees are in your way. So,
and of course, you have the band concert beforehand.
Yes.
On the night of the 4th. And so I know,
yes,
we'll plan to be out there as well. So it's really always,
that's right,
a good,
I forgot,
time.
About you coming out for that. So Mid-Continent Band will play at 8 o'clock, and then the fireworks start around 9:30. So
that's fantastic. So again, for someone just joining in and wondering about the lunch plans here, you want to run over real quick again the specifics of this hot dog fundraiser?
So Friday at Patio 210 in Independence from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., hot dog, chips, drink, and a cookie. Suggested donation of $10, and all proceeds support Independence Fireworks Show.
And if someone hasn't been to Patio 210, where is that located?
That is 210 West Main.
Gotcha. It's kind of right between those buildings there. You kind of got lights,
yes,
up,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, beautiful setting.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of just a bit down the road from Walgreens. That would be a landmark right there on Main Street, and across from the historic Booth Hotel on Main Street as well. And I was checking. Okay, so I'm not a hot dog connoisseur, but these are not just regular old hot dogs either. They're apparently these Nathan hot dogs,
yep,
that are supposed to be amazing. So we're not just tossing out small little hot dogs. These are going to be good ones, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
Yep. Jumbo Franks, I think, is what they call those.
That's good. Well, I'm sure you've had lots of folks donate towards to help them make this possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe, I haven't checked today, but the last I checked, we're about halfway to our goal. So, and usually the last couple of weeks is the big push, so.
Final stretch here. It's hard to believe we're already talking about the 4th, but it's going to be here before we know it.
It's right around the corner.
It would. And I would just encourage everyone to, you know, to just think about thoughtfully giving, and whether that is $10, $20, because not, you know, it's not in everyone's budget to donate, you know, $500 or $1,000. Usually those big donors are businesses, but even some businesses don't have it in their budget to be able to do that. But if you have it in your budget, in your business budget, to do $100 or $50, I mean, or your personal budget to do $25, it's tax deductible. If you go to CFFindy.org, believe,
yes,
is the website.
Yes.
And I think that they have bumped up our little tab to, because they have a lot of opportunities to donate on the foundation's website. And so I think our little icon is probably closer to the top right now. And you just click it, you make those donations electronically. And then again, it's all tax deductible. But I, you know, we all enjoy the fireworks. We all enjoy getting together. We definitely all enjoy our freedom, and we all enjoy celebrating America. And if we all just pitch in a little, then we'll hit our goal, and everyone wins that day, because we have a beautiful celebration where we're able to get together with our families and just keep our eyes on the sky that evening and enjoy the patriotism that is demonstrated during the 4th of July.
It's going to be a great time. And Cody, while you're here, a plug for Rotary if anyone's interested in maybe joining Rotary.
Yeah, so we meet in Independence at the Country Club on Fridays at noon. So we do lunch, and we have a program from the community that speaks every single Friday. To me, I think that's one of the most beneficial things that we have, is that you are constantly updated on things that are going on inside of the community. It keeps me very connected to the community. So if anyone would like to join Rotary or just come and be a guest and come and experience, you can contact me, or you can contact Lisa or truly any Rotarian. So we are right at 42 members right now, Independence, and we have we have 20, 25 people show up every single Friday. So we have a very active club for our small community.
That is fantastic. So a lot of great work, and appreciate Rotary spearheading this once again.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Anything else, Lisa, before we wrap up here?
Remind everyone that First Friday will be the second Friday in July because of the holiday. So mark that on your calendar, that we'll bump it a week later. And I think probably next week I'll really hit heavy all the things that are happening in July. So.
That sounds good. Well, Lisa and Cody, appreciate you coming on by here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
All right. And up next, we have more Open Line here in just a few minutes. So that is all on the way here on the Mighty 690.